Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coming up on Sunday, the Titans and Texans here in Nashville. You guys have written about Ryan Tannehill and how the scheme has kind of sent him up into a, you know, an upper group in the NFL. How do you look at it, and is it sustainable for him?
Yeah, he really has. He's been playing incredibly well. He's our number three graded quarterback overall right now. Number four is a passer, I think. And, you know, it's really the great question is, this is a good situation. The A.J. Brown, there's some receiving help there now. The offensive line is good. The scheme, as we've seen in the past in different venues, is a good scheme. So this is a decent situation for Ryan Tannehill to look good. And he has some career history of that. If you go back far enough into his Miami days, he had some really good play there. There was a stretch where we thought he would be the second best quarterback to come from that, you know, incredibly good 2012 draft. But then things went off the rails and we started to see a lot more bad from Ryan Tannehill. So, you know, I think ultimately where he is probably somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere between the disastrous Miami years and where he's playing right now. And the question is going to be, A, you know, how much can he keep this gravy train running down the stretch this year? And then B, you know, if they bring him back next year, where does he settle in terms of a baseline?
What stands out as far as how A.J. Brown stacked up against some of the other top rookies, especially at the receiver spot?
I mean, he's just an incredible athlete. But watching him make plays after the catch is pretty impressive. He's able to get open. Once he's open, he's able to rumble after the catch because he's such a big, fast receiver. It's the more you watch him, the more it becomes just amazing that this guy fell as far as he did in the draft, all the way to 50.
Sam Monson is our guest from Pro Football Focus. Titans and Texans coming up on Sunday.
Well, Sam, I'm going to ask about, you know, what most people don't want to talk about. And that's the offensive line, in particular, Nate Davis. You know, how much has he improved over this time that he's been the starter from the beginning, I guess, till today?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely improved. Part of that is because the start was so inauspicious, it would be difficult not to have improved. But this is a guy who, you know, was always going to be a raw player. He's coming out of Charlotte, you know, a third round guy. When you watched him play at the Senior Bowl or in college, he looked like a guy that was going to take some time, probably shouldn't be starting this year. But the last few weeks, we started to see an uptick in his pass protection. I think that's the big thing, is getting that side of his game mastered first, and then get the technique and get used to playing the run game more consistently as well. I think Nate Davis was always a bit of a longer term project than he was a year one impact player.
What grades have you had for Big Jeff, Jeffrey Simmons, as far as, I mean, he's showing him now on a sack status, but I'm sure he's clogging things up. Where have you guys ranked him since he's started and then all the way up till now?
Yeah, I mean, Jeffrey Simmons hit the ground running. The first game we graded of his was incredibly good. And, you know, I don't know if he's consistently hit that level every single week, but he's been an impactful player up the middle. He's definitely been a real force for them against the run. He's had some pass rush plays as well. I think that's the area you'd like to see a little bit more from him as the season goes on. But, yeah, as a run defender, he's just been a monster inside for them.
Sam, when you guys grade, do you go back and relook at the video and maybe regrade? Because, you know, you're under sort of a deadline on Sundays trying to get your initial grades out. So is there a regrading process, or is it, you know, what you guys originally grade?
Yes, every game we do gets done essentially twice. It gets double blind graded, and then we have a third process where we go through and essentially compare the differences. So, you know, two different guys are doing the same game independent of each other, and then a third review process goes through and squares all the differences between them. And then there's a sort of extra layer of checks where we involve some NFL feedback, some of the more senior analysts to really get a handle on the toughest plays to make a decision on. And just through sheer weight of manpower and man hours, we're able to get those things up. you know, middle of the day Monday. But by the time each game has gone on to the website, they've had upwards of 60-plus man-hours applied to them.
As far as the Houston Texans, they've been at times inconsistent. What area of their team has been the most consistent, and what area has been the most up and down?
Yeah, I mean, there really haven't been many areas of the team that have been consistent. I think they've become one of the more difficult teams to identify week to week what they're going to do. You know, their running game has been pretty solid. They've got decent production on the ground, whether it's before contact, after contact. They've got some talented running backs who are able to make big plays. Deshaun Watson obviously helps that with what he's able to do, both as a passer and sort of athletically moving around. But the Texans really are encapsulated or identified right now by this inconsistency.
What about Hopkins at wide receiver, and you know, all the different analytics that you guys have is fascinating. How does it apply to him?
Yeah, it's interesting. He's not playing, you know, as well as he did a season ago, but he's right up there. Like, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL consistently year on year. His ability to win contested catches is impressive. He's hurt himself a little bit this year with some drops, but he's just a consistent threat as a receiver. And, you know, for a guy that doesn't have blazing speed, he's able to get open deep and be a significant part of that game for Deshaun Watson. You know, Will Fuller is the guy with all the deep speed, but DeAndre Hopkins can sneak behind defenses and get open deep as well.
So, Sam, when you kind of look at all the numbers for this game, what does it tell you about this matchup with the Titans and Texans?
I mean, at this point, it's difficult to look beyond Tennessee as long as Ryan Tannehill remains playing as well as he is. You know, right now he's playing like one of the best quarterbacks in football, and it may be unsustainable. You know, the downswing may be coming, but until it does, the Titans are going to be extremely difficult to stop.
Sam, we appreciate the time. Great stuff.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Okay, you too. From Pro Football Focus, Sam Monson joins us here on the Wake Up Zone. We enjoy our PFF guest. We usually have someone from there every week, and kind of gives you a different little perspective on how to look at the game.
And Blaine, you know, in the last 2 weeks, those guys have answered some of the questions that we ask about how they grade, mm-hmm. you know, what's the criteria and what the process is. And I think it's pretty interesting that they have two different people watching games independent of each other, and then they have a third person that puts it all together.
That don't mean they always get it right.
No, I'm not. No, but I'm curious.
Double checking.
Yeah, I was curious about what they did.
There's just so much stuff that can happen on a single play. I don't see how they are as accurate.
Not knowing
really
the assignments of every player,
especially line play. Yeah, line play and secondary play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just kind of that's a tough one, man. But you know, if you got some guys who are trained under, you know, some coaches and know what the responsibilities are, I think it's very capable of doing a good job with it. Just sometimes it's just kind of like, I'm not so sure when I watch it, so I have no idea.
Yeah, they made a huge investment of bringing in, you know, coaches and former coaches, you know, to help instruct these guys on how to break down video.
9:44 the time, the Wake Up Zone. We are powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. When we come back, where you need to watch the Preds game tonight, we've got the answer for you. Coming up next, here on 104.5 The Zone.